Each of us is inevitable. Each of us is limitless. Each of us with his or her right upon the earth. Each of us allowed the eternal purports of the earth. Each of us here as divinely as any is here. Salut, O monde. Can there be a broad, popular movement for soul sufficiency? But there must be for us to achieve our freedom. What would it look like? How would we know it, if not by its goals, if not by its representing for all the world? I.e., soul sufficiency necessarily means a design tied to others all over the world, necessarily has a global cast, taking on the challenge of consciously composing a global symphony of all our voices. Laws for creations. For strong artists and leaders, for fresh broods of teachers and perfect literates, for America, for noble savants and coming musicians. All must have reference to the ensemble of the world and the compact truth of the world. There shall be no subject too pronounced. All works shall illustrate the divine law of indirections. Tell all the truth, but tell it slant. Success in circuit lies. What do you suppose creation is? What do you suppose will satisfy the soul except to walk free and own no superior? What do you suppose I would intimate to you in 100 ways, but that man or woman is as good as God? And that there is no God any more divine than yourself. And that that is what the oldest and newest myths finally mean. And that you or anyone must approach creations through such laws. That's Walt Whitman, Laws for Creations. And free, clearly he's saying, to pursue one's questions. And while power may be able to infiltrate this movement community for soul sufficiency in places, the effect of these agents is necessarily limited by the short time frames in which they must operate. For the implementors of power's plan cannot, we shall see, grow their souls continuously.